Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
The legendary funk group Kool and the Gang returns to the stage at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino with their residency. And you, yes, you could win a trip for two to see them perform, including round trip coach airfare and a 2-night hotel stay. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, with its newly designed rooms, is the home of legendary Vegas fun. Enter now and get rules for a trip to Vegas to see Kool and the Gang at Steve Harvey FM.com. That's SteveHarveyFM.com, sponsored by Westgate Resorts.
JT gonna be there. Is JT gonna be there?
Yeah, hope so. Yeah.
All right. So he can sing the hits. Yes. That's gonna be a fun time. Had by all, you know what they say.
I wanted his curl so bad. God, curl, yeah.
What happens in Vegas? All right. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Yeah. It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject: he still sleeps on his wife's pillowcase. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a man online recently. I had a very bad divorce, and he went through losing his wife. She died from complications of COVID 3 years ago, and he was ready to get back out there and date. We connected on many levels, and I was nice enough to help him clean out his wife's things. He said that I could take anything of hers that I wanted, from her jewelry to any of her clothes, because she didn't have any sisters to give the stuff to. I told him thanks, but no thanks, because I was creeped out by it all. We moved out everything except the bed that he shared with his wife. I did not know it was the same bed and same mattress till he attempted to have sex with me for the first time. He tried to get things started on the couch and make love there. I told him that I imagined our first time being a little more special, like in a bed, for example. He said that he's not ready to be intimate with another woman in his marital bed. I stopped everything and put my blouse back on. I asked him why the bed was so special, and he said it's where his beloved wife took her last breath.
I'll be damned.
He said he can't bring himself to change her pillowcase when he washes the sheets. He told me I was welcome to spend the night with him, but if I did, he would sleep on his wife's side and I would sleep on his side. Now listen, I'm not feeling this man at all after this. I was hoping he's the one, but this set us back so far. I've recently talked to him and asked if we got serious, would he get rid of that bed, sheets, and pillowcase? He said it would be hard, hard, but if we fell in love, it might be possible. Would you guys be okay with sleeping in that bed, or is it creepy to you too? Should I put this relationship on pause? Girl, you know the answer to these questions. Yes, this is creepy to us too. Yes, it is. Should you put this relationship on pause? Yes, you should. This is not what we're doing. We are not sleeping on the bed where your wife took her last breath. Okay, we're not doing that. He can live and, you know, honor his wife and her memory as much as he wants to himself. But this is a lot to ask any person, especially a black person, anybody on the face of the earth, okay, that's black. We don't get down like this. It's not what we do. We don't mess with dead people. We don't do the dead stuff, the spirits, the seances, the Ouija boards. We don't do ghosts. We don't do any of that. And after he told you that not only were you turned off immediately, but you were scared, I'm sure, and looking for your car keys and the door, I'm sure. Give me my blouse, my car keys, my purse, I'm out of here. Life is about moving forward. It's not about dwelling on the past. Of course, it's painful, and we empathize with him and anyone when a loved one dies. But you've got to find the strength to move on, as hurtful as that is. And he's not quite ready to do that. And he cannot drag you into this situation. I suggest for him some grief counseling immediately, and maybe you can go with him on his first meeting as support. That's my suggestion to you. Tommy?
Get your ass out this house. I don't care if your blouse ain't on. Get your car with your bra on. Get your keys and get the hell up out of here. Why are you hanging around after you done found out that once you found out that that's where that woman died at, you should have got your butt up out there. I'd have walked right out of there in my bra and got in my car and rolled out. I don't need that damn blouse. I don't need my purse. All I need is my keys and I'm out. Mm-hmm. This is a damn shame. What is the last question on the letter? What is she asking us?
Yes, would you guys creep. Be what, okay what? With sleeping in that bed, or is it creepy to you too? Should I put this relationship on pause?
This relationship needs to stop right here, right now. We done. We out. We don't want to, because guess what? Now I don't know what linen he got on the bed. I don't know if he's going to ever change it. I don't want the linen. I don't care what pillowcases is in there. I'm through. I'm rolling. Time out. I am in my bra. Can y'all picture me? In my bra, rolling.
And leave.
At the light in my bra.
I don't want that visual, Tommy.
That's all right. I'm in my bra, rolling.
I want that in my head.
Tommy had to make a left on Florence. Tommy rolling. No, you need to get your butt out of this. This is not, because guess what? He is not moved on. He's not done. Mm-mm. He's still mourning. He's still mourning that his wife has passed. He done passed in his bed. You know, you would think he would have gotten a new bed for himself. Just period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's still attached, baby. So you gotta let this man go. But for real, get in your bra and roll, baby.
Hang on, Tommy. Hang on. We'll have part two. We'll hear from Junior. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he still sleeps on his wife's pillowcase. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir.
Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, we're going to recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he still sleeps on his wife's pillowcase. A woman wrote this letter. She met a man online and, you know, they kind of got together because they had, she had a bad divorce and then he was, getting through losing his wife. His wife had died 3 years ago from complications of COVID. And, you know, she said he went through losing his wife, but actually he's not done with it. He's still going through it. He's still mourning her. And it's been 3 years. He, has not completely cleaned out everything from his late wife, especially the bed, the marital bed. This marital bed that's in his house is the same bed where his wife died. And that's the kind of scary part. And that's what this letter is all about. This woman is creeped out by this. You know, the man still, he washes the linen, but he doesn't wash his wife's pillowcase. Mm-hmm. He wants to bring his new woman into this marital bed where his wife died. Who does that? And she's creeped out about it. She asked us, would we be okay with sleeping in this bed? And the answer to that is no. Is this creepy to us as well? The answer to that is yes. And should she put this relationship on pause? Yes, she should, especially until he can get some sort of grief counseling to work through this, because he's not over this. He's definitely not over this. Now, we heard from Tommy Jr. Tommy said, run. Leave the situation alone, Junior.
In your bra. Yeah. In your bra. Roll out.
What you got?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm embracing my whole culture right now. I'm Black. I don't do spirits. I don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Especially if I've already seen a spirit before. I know what this is. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Margaret's spirit in here. In this whole bedroom. I don't do this here. Margaret's spirit is in it. Margaret watching us.
Is that his wife?
Margaret is in here. It's hard to kiss and something go behind you. I can't see that. Did she just come across the room? Is Margaret in the corner with her arms folded watching us? We got to burn this whole bed. Everything got to go. Black people don't even play this type of game. Can't do this. No, you asking
Bates,
us.
This is the Bates Hotel.
No, yeah. Tommy, I can't see this, man. I promise you. The minute I see something white float across the room, putting everything
on. We don't do this.
Put that thing. I'm putting clothes on immediately because your spirit is in here. She's in here. Wait a minute. What is that I smell? Is that her scent? Is that her perfume just came in here? No, not doing it.
I hate to say this, y'all.
What?
That body might be in that house. I'm just trying to tell you. That body might be in that house.
You play too much.
I'm just trying to tell you, that body might be in that house. Now, I'm just telling you, it might be. You need to look in the attic, in the basement. That body might be in that house. I'm telling you.
Let me just tell y'all this. I'm y'all never known this by me, but I don't do this. Cause I'm going to tell you right now. I was at my great-grandmother's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to that house. I saw her standing at a window. I've seen a spirit before. I'm not. Don't play with me like this.
Your grandmama was in the window.
My great-grandmother's spirit. I just went to the funeral that day. That night, her spirit was in that house and looking out that window. I'm not doing this. Don't
How
ask
old
me
were you,
this.
Junior, when you went to the
funeral? 9. Don't ask me.
And you saw your great-grandmother in the window.
I saw Freddie Mae Rogers in the window. I'm telling y'all, don't play with me. I don't do this. Just know what I do. Don't do this to me. Ask me about no.
You know, I think the crazy part about this letter is that his wife died in this bed. Oh, yes. He wants to bring this other woman in and make love to her and try to have a relationship. That's the crazy part. You're supposed to get rid of this bed now in order
in that
to
house,
move on.
She in that house. How long was Jane Brown in that house? Jane Brown was in that house about 6 months. Wasn't Jane Brown in that house about 6 months?
They put him in there. I'm telling you. I'm with Tommy.
I know Jane's spirit around there singing his ass up around. I know him.
Missy, it's in there. Don't play. I don't play about this. I'll play with y'all all day long, but not about these spirits. I don't do that. No.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
But okay, all right, let me ask you this. When he was trying to give her some of his wife's things, like the jewelry and stuff, would you have taken the jewelry? The value,
no.
If it was valuable. You wouldn't have even taken that, huh?
And that's crazy of him to be trying to get out of the way too.
He didn't have anyone else to give it to. That's what she said.
Well,
come on
let's
now.
See
come
now
on.
What we talking.
Yeah.
Rollies, diamond.
Diamond. Come on.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you want her wedding ring?
That's what I'm about to say, Tommy. I said, would you put that wedding ring on?
We would get it redone. We would get it redone. We know what to do.
If it's off the chain, I'm just saying.
I don't care how much it is. She's going to follow you. I'm telling you.
No, she's not.
Now I'm scared. Junior got me scared.
What's your grandmama's name again, man? What's your
Freddie Mae Rogers, my great grandmother. I saw her in the window where she used to always look. Don't play with me. I don't play by this.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You can download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, is it sports talk, Junior? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Well, but I'm telling you right now, I'm talking about this.
We'll be back after this.
Junior's coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.